So before Arya begins, obviously we are in different places, but we're both in Burma. I'm down in Yangon, and she's up in Pinsa, in the meditation hall. I'm down here for at least a week, probably, if not a little longer. But we're both here and very happy to be here, and so we will be sharing the metta of this place with all of you, and sharing the teachings of the Buddha with you from this beautiful place.
Mingalaba to everyone joining this metta retreat. What a joy that we can do it again this year, although for you it's at your home. But as Ayaviranyani has said, we have been lucky that we got into the country. We are, of course, very, very happy to be again here in this golden land. But situation is not so easy. I don't want to say more here because you have to be careful. But anyway, yes, it's a great, great pleasure. And so I will say a few things regarding, you know, the basic things about this retreat. Just go through some of the things that you have already gotten the information. So this is the time for our daily online session. For some of you it's morning, for some it's afternoon, for some it's evening. It's this one session for 1.5 hours, and then follow the group meetings, group interviews. You have received the groups, the lists in which group you are and on what day. And when it says VN, this means Viranyani, so you are in her group. And AB, that's me, Arya Baumann, in my group. For the group meetings with Ayaviranyani, it's on this Zoom link. For the group meetings with me, it's my Zoom link, which you have on the list with the interview groups. So there you have my Zoom link. We also will do some metta chants during this online session, usually at the end of it. And you also have the texts for the metta chants. And you also have the text or the PDF, the text, yeah, for the precepts. In regard to the schedule, we have given a sample of a schedule if you want to do it as a full retreat. Some of you will do it as a full retreat, but some or many not. Of course, you can adjust that schedule according to your circumstances, how your life is right now. As it has been pointed out, you know, kind of the necessary requirement is to attend this online session, to attend the group meetings, to listen to the assigned Dhamma talk, Metta talk, and to have 3 hours of formal Metta meditation practice every day. It doesn't need to be 3 hours in one go. It can be here 1 hour, later on another hour, later on another hour. And it would be good if one of these formal metta sessions, metta practice sessions, is in walking meditation. So not only sitting meditation, but also doing formal walking meditation while cultivating metta. As Ayavi Aranyani has said at the beginning, it would be nice if you have your video on so that we can see you. So, you know, this helps to really feel as a group, to more easily connect to the other people joining this metta retreat. If it's out of technical problems that you cannot turn on the video, then we will understand. But it helps for the atmosphere and the energy as a group. First, I would like to say some words about the precepts, which you have a PDF on a sheet, and hopefully you have printed it out. The precepts, which point out an ethical conduct, or which point out a virtuous conduct, is the base of any spiritual practice. And the Buddha made it very clear that to have a virtuous conduct is a necessary foundation for the cultivation of the heart and the mind. Whether be it for a metta meditation practice, or whether be it for a vipassana meditation practice, or whether be it for a samatha meditation practice, concentration meditation practice. So it's a necessary foundation and a very, very helpful tool and aid to the cultivation and purification of the heart and the mind. The Buddha proposed five ethical guidelines for a virtuous life. And usually in the meditation centers here in Burma, the meditators observe 8 precepts or 9, adding the cultivation of metta. So it's up to you whether you want to follow the 5 basic precepts, which are the numbers 1 to 5. And, you know, if it's the 5 precepts, then it's the version in the square brackets, which is kamesu michachara, so abstaining from sexual misconduct. Whereas in the 8 precepts, it's abrahmacharya, which is abstaining from all sexual activity. But of course, those who take the 5 precepts, number 9 is also one everybody can follow or should follow. And as we do the metta meditation practice, actually, you do it. You know, it's the cultivation of loving kindness. You know, Ayavi Aranyani is going to talk more about metta and the cultivation of metta. But basically, you know, metta, in a way, is an expression of a virtuous conduct. Or keeping the precepts is a way of being kind, of, you know, being full of metta. The precepts aim at a virtuous conduct, which means they aim at not harming or hurting other people and other living beings. And of course also not hurting or harming ourselves. And not to cause any harm or not to hurt any other people is basically also an expression of metta, of loving kindness. So, you know, we wish them to be well, to be happy, to be free from suffering and so on. And if we live a virtuous life, then we do not hurt and harm others or cause suffering. So, as kind of a, not an official start, but, you know, to go into the retreat, we will recite these precepts, starting with the Namo Tassa, the three refuges, and then I'll chant the nine precepts, and you in your mind or at home, you know, just chant just those precepts which you have decided to follow. And as we unfortunately cannot chant all together on Zoom, everybody should close or turn off the microphone. Otherwise, with the delay, it sounds a bit chaotic. All right, so we will start with the Namo Tassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Buddhang saranang gacchami, Dhammang saranang gacchami, Sanghang saranang gacchami, Tutiyampi Buddhang saranang gacchami, Tutiyampi Dhammang saranang gacchami, Tutiyampi Sanghang saranang gacchami, Tatiyampi Buddhang saranang gacchami, Tatiyampi Dhammang saranang gacchami, Tatiyampi Sanghang saranang gacchami. Annadipata viramani sikhapadang sammadhiyami. Adinadana viramani sikhapadang sammadhiyami. Abrahmacharya viramani sikhapadang sammadhiyami. Or Kamesu Michachara Viramani Sikhapadang Sammadhiyami. Musavada Viramani Sikhapadang Sammadhiyami. Sura Miraya Machabamadatana Viramani Sikhapadang Sammadhiyami. And then, I just have a blackout.
Hello,
Bojana. Ah. Dhamma Bojana Viramani Sikkhapadang Sammadhiyami Nacha Gita Vadita Visukhatasana Malaganda Vilepana Dharana Mandana Vibhusanatana Viramani Sikkhapadang Sammadhiyami Uchasayana Mahasayana Viramani Sikkhapadang Sammadhiyami Metta Sahagatina Chitasa Sabhavantam Lokang Paritava Viharami Idam me silang Magapalanyanasa Pachayo Hotu. So now I will hand over to Ayaviranyani, and there will be time for questions at the end of this session.
Thank you, Maria. And that beautiful gift to the world that is ethical conduct is the beginning and the manifestation of our practice, a metta practice in itself. And now to zoom in, though, a little bit on metta itself, this quality of heart and mind that we will be cultivating in these weeks together. Many of you have done a lot of metta practice and know this very well. And it always is a wonderful thing to hear the Dhamma again and again, because we always hear things differently. So please bear with me if you've heard this a number of times. And listening, and I also will be speaking with beginner mind. Metta is simple. It's the wish for the welfare and benefit of a living being or living beings, plural. We cultivate it. We cultivate the heart. And we use this language, but basically that's a shorthand for what we are actually doing is cultivating access to a natural state of heart and mind that is present in every pure moment of consciousness. So we're training ourselves. We're cultivating a way to land in this space of metta, in this mind state that is natural, that is there in every beautiful moment of consciousness. It's the nature of the pure mind. It's already there when the mind is pure. So we are not creating metta when we do this practice, nor are we sending it. But we're cultivating the ability, the skill to access it. And we're purifying the mind so that that access becomes easier and easier and easier. This metta bhavana, this cultivation of loving kindness, is a concentration practice. It's a very simple concentration practice, but not necessarily easy. But when we do this again and again and again, we're also cultivating a habit of where we put the mind, where we incline the mind. And it's that habit of always inclining to kindness. So this quality of metta that is the wish for the welfare and benefit of a living being has as its manifestations and as its nature friendliness. That's the root meaning of the word metta. It comes from mitra. Mitta in Pali. Friendliness, interest, receptivity, allowing. And this receptivity of others, just the way they are, without needing to change them, is one of the hallmarks of metta as a mind state. So when we do this very simple practice to incline the mind again and again and again and again towards this well-wishing, we're inclining the mind to this very, very beautiful, simple state. May you be happy with that aspect of friendly receptivity. So please don't be confused about the nature of metta. It's not an emotional state. It's not something you need to reach or attain. It's not either anything you need to send. It's like light. It radiates by itself. So the effort in the practice, in this very simple practice of inclining, is simply the effort to maintain as much continuity in this practice of inclining the mind as you can without force. That last word is really important, without force. This is a concentration practice, but with that metta attitude. So in order to train the mind to incline to this well-wishing, we express a metta wish for one being or many beings with a short, simple phrase. In the traditional Pali, there are four phrases that are used, but it's very, very effective to simplify it down to one simple phrase. In your own language. Many of us here speak many different languages. So I'm speaking English. This is our language of instruction. But in your own language, use a wish that you can relate to, a simple wish. Some examples in English, of course. May you be well, happy, and peaceful. Or I'll use I, directing it to myself. May I be well, happy, and peaceful. May I be safe and protected from harm. May I be peaceful and at ease. Any wish like this, a general wish for the happiness and well-being of others, wholesome happiness is implied here, but any general wish for peace, for happiness, for ease, for health, for safety. May I be healthy and strong, safe, and at ease. Whatever you resonate with. In your own language. Whatever that is. It can be Vietnamese, it can be Hindi, it can be Russian, it can be Italian, or Dutch or Flemish or French or German or Swiss German or Hindi or whatever, Hebrew, whatever your language was when you were an infant. So taking a moment to find a phrase, it might be a phrase you use a lot already, or maybe a new phrase for today's practice. I have a few things more to share, but not much, and then we'll go into a short guided meditation. The overview of the practice is we begin with ourself. So for today into tomorrow. Cultivating this inclination of heart for yourself. And then we use this mostly not as the first category, quote unquote, but as the basis for being able to access that well-wishing for others. What I mean when I say that is you don't have to love yourself completely to do this. You just have to wish yourself well. We all have aspects of our minds and bodies we don't like. And for some people, it's harder than others. If you are this person, it's okay. To connect with, that everybody can understand, and that is an actual get a slight scratchy throat. We think, runny nose, scratchy throat, oh dear, I'm going to get sick. And then we run to the medicine cabinet. We get some vitamin C, some throat lozenges. That's metta in action, actually. That's metta. It's very simple. May I be well. So it's not loving yourself. It's taking care. It's very simple. With a friendly, open heart. And likewise, you know, if we injure something, we put a stick. These are all actions that are based in well-wishing. May I be healthy, may I be happy. We create beautiful spaces for ourselves to live in. I love, one thing I like about Zoom is what I see everybody's space, or at least a tiny bit of it. And there's so many beautiful spaces you've created for yourselves. That's metta. May I be happy. May I be at ease in this space that I inhabit. So connecting with that, that very simple well-wishing, and wrapping that phrase around it, may I be happy, may I be well, happy and peaceful. May I be safe and protected from harm. We all want to be safe. We lock our doors if we don't feel safe. That's metta too. So connecting with that. And then when I use the word connection, I mean just know what you're saying. You don't have to really deeply feel, because that's too high a bar sometimes. You will sometimes, but sometimes we don't. But just know what you're saying is enough. May I be happy. You see what naturally happens to the face when I do that. I can't control it. That wasn't fake. It's just, what happened in that moment is I said the word happy, and I connected with the experience of happiness and directed that wish to myself. We begin the practice by connecting with ourselves. Again, that word connection. In the Metta Sutta, the Buddha says, etam satim aditya. And what that means is one should maintain this mindfulness. And he wasn't using that word mindfulness in the Satipatthana sense, but he was using it in that sense of just connecting with the metta, with the wish, and with the person for whom that wish is being extended. In this case, today, it'll be ourselves. So we connect with this person and we say this phrase silently to ourselves, connecting to the wish. Then we let it resonate. And then again, we connect with ourselves. We say the phrase over and over and over and over and over again. That's the concentration part of the practice. And very gently, anytime the mind wanders, we bring it back. Some of you I know have trained dogs. And when you're training a puppy, you don't jerk that puppy around. You're not mean to the puppy. You usually use a squeaky toy or a treat. Come over here. It's that quality of kind, gentle, happy inclination, you know. Oh no, come over here instead. So using that energy of sweetness when you find the mind has wandered, simply call it back again, as though you're calling a puppy back, because the mind thinks that's its job. It's not a problem, it's just what it does. And what we do in this practice is to use that energy of thinking in the service of cultivating metta and inclining to that state over and over and over. So of course the mind will wander. It's supposed to. That's the nature at first. But then, eventually, there's more and more and more continuity. So the energy we use in this practice is to just keep coming back, just keep starting again. And we progress from what we'll be doing in this day, these first days with ourselves, to categories of being single people who are gradually more and more difficult, starting where it's easy and going to where it's harder. And then when we've gotten to the hardest beings, then we go to all beings. So this cultivation of metta today, tomorrow morning, for ourselves, sitting practice, the formal sitting practice. It's done in the formal walking practice. In your general activities, even if you're practicing intensively at home, you'll still have general activities. And if you're doing this as a kind of a city retreat, you'll have more activities. Cultivate metta to any being who happens to be in your space, any being you're encountering, either yourself or any being externally you are engaged with. Said with ourselves. So, taking a moment first to connect with this body, finding a posture that's comfortable for you. Upright, but really relaxed. It's so important to be relaxed and free from pain in this practice. You can sit on the floor, you can sit in a chair. You can lie down if you need to. It's quite all right. Especially if you have back problems, that's just fine, so long as you don't fall asleep. Close your eyes. And just receive simply whatever sensations are predominant in your experience right now. It could be the hands touching or on your knees. It could be the legs or the sit bones on the ground, on the cushion or the chair. It could just be the general shape and posture of the body. Or the sensations of the breath coming and going, whatever is easily and naturally known right now. Simply receive that with kindness, with an attitude of receptivity and interest. Simply knowing, simply connecting. With this simple flow of experience of mind and body. And now bringing this friendly, receptive awareness closer in to the heart center, not the physical heart per se, but the area of the chest, the general area of the chest, where that organ lives. You can put your hand there if it's sensations there are not easily discernible. You may feel the movement of the breath or even the movement of the heart. It's okay. But there's no need to focus in on those sensations. Just rest in this general place. Connect with this being we call, conventionally, I. Me. Who has a name and a history and stories. In the practice, we don't go to those places at all, but just including the fact that they exist in this embrace of kindness. And when you feel connected with yourself in that kind way, you can begin to incline to metta with your phrase in your own language. Repeating it to yourself silently at a speed that makes it easy for you to connect with the words and the meaning of those words. Just know what you're wishing for yourself. Not demanding that you experience that, because that's not what this is. But just wishing that for yourself. And when you've let that resonate for a moment, again, connect with the heart. Just drop into that area with a gentle, receptive awareness. And then silently repeating the phrase, connecting with the meaning of that phrase. Over and over and over again. Planting seeds of kindness. Coming back anytime the mind wanders or drifts off somewhere else or just forgets, simply start again. Coming back again to this well-wishing over and over and over each moment that we do this, planting another seed. Planting a garden of metta. Thank you for your practice, everybody. Between now and when we meet again, continuing what you've just done, informal sitting, informal walking, cultivating this inclination, cultivating this well-wishing for yourself, and in general activities towards all beings or any other beings right where you are. And one thing I wanted to emphasize before I pass the microphone back to Uriah is this well-wishing is without any demand for result. You might not be well. Your body might be falling apart, but may I be well anyway? You might not be happy, but may I be happy anyway? And it comes with a real tenderness. So if you need to throw in that word anyway, to emphasize that you're not demanding of yourself that you be well and happy and peaceful, if you're not. It's the embracing of the complications of life with that kindness is metta. So it is without demanding a result. And it's absolutely not an affirmation. Some people find that easier to really relate to, but it's not that at all. It's not at all, I am happy, I am happy, I am happy. No. That's not it. Maybe you're not. So it's not layering that onto what isn't. It's the embrace of what is with a radical acceptance and sweet, tender well-wishing. So may I be healthy and strong anyway. May I be happy anyway. May I be peaceful anyway. Just holding yourself in this beautiful field of kindness. So inclining over and over and over again with a patient, amused persistence, that's the energy that we use in this practice. And understanding that it won't be perfect. But that's okay. We just keep inclining in that direction. You may feel something. Emotionally, you may not. Pure metta, the nature of pure metta, is very peaceful and cool. It's without affect, without that strong emotional feeling. So don't worry if you don't feel something. Don't get attached if you do. Those are just extra. Stay connected. May I be happy, peaceful, with that simple well-wishing for yourself. And really, it's not a heavy job. So don't also demand continuity. But just incline there. Train the puppy of the mind over and over again. And then metta arises by itself. So, please enjoy the practice today. It is a joy. It is a relief. It is a place of refuge in difficult times. And thank you for coming. Thank you for having this wish to cultivate this beautiful state of heart and mind for this time. It's really a joy to be together like this. And now I'll turn the microphone over to Uriah for the next part of our gathering together today.
Thank you, sister. So now there is some time, some space for you to ask questions. So this can be questions to the setup of this retreat, like practical questions, or it can be questions to to the metta practice, the instructions that you just have heard. So anybody who wants to ask a question, just unmute yourself and then bring your question.
I have a question.
Please.
When you talk about I understood like that, don't connect is not an emotion. But when I connect with my, it is a place near to the heart, I feel something. I feel, I don't know, it's a felt sense. But maybe there is even an emotion, it can be separate. So I feel like a warm, I feel something open, I feel, I don't know how to say, but it's not clear these things about when you say it's not an emotion. This is a mix from.
I think this question should answer Ayavira Nyanit. To clarify what she meant.
Wishing can definitely come with a warmth and a feeling of openness. And what I meant when I said it's not an emotion, it's not like, oh, I love you so much. You know, that feeling of love that is such a fraught thing, actually. Such a complicated thing. But there can be sensations we feel. So, yeah, no, absolutely.
Okay, thanks.
Somebody else with a question?
I was just curious about if you could say a bit more about the nature of metta, because, yes, similar to the previous question, I thought it was a state that we're cultivating, but you make it sound more like something that's kind of intrinsic to consciousness, like intrinsic to the mind, that we just have to, kind of sounds like the non-dual teachings I've heard before, where you have to uncover it rather than cultivated? Just wondering if I understood correctly.
Well, I think, I mean, think with Ayavira Nyani, you know, if the mind is purified from all, you know, the rubbish or all the defilements, all the stains, all the unwholesome mental states, then there is metta. Then there is this quality of well-wishing, of friendliness, of you know, universal, unconditional love. And you know, we will say much more in the days and weeks to come about metta. So then, you know, most likely, you will get a clearer sense of how we talk about metta or what we teach.
Thank you.
Somebody else? Well, if not now, there will be other times for you to ask questions. It seems like right now, more or less everything is clear to start with this practice. So then, we will do some metta chants. I hope you you have the Metta Chant sheets ready. We will start with the short chant on the first page, the four aspirations. There we have these four Pali expressions, Sabbe Sattā Avirahantu, and you have the English translation next to it, Sabbe Sattā Abhyapacchahantu, Sabbe Sattā Anigahantu, Sabbe Sattā Sukhiyatanam Pariharantu. Four ways of expressing our metta. We will do it a number of times so that you can join in, for those who do not know this chant, to get familiar with this chant. We will start. Sabbe Sattā Avirahantu, Sabbe Sattā Abhyapacchahantu, Sabbe Sattā Anigahantu, Sabbe Sattā Sukhiyatanam Pariharantu, Sabbe Sattā Avirahantu, Sabbe Sattā Abhyapacchahantu, Sabbe Sattā Anigahantu, Sabbe Sattā Sukhiyatanam Pariharantu, Sabbe Sattā Avirahantu, Sabbe Sattā Abhyapacchahantu, Sabbe Sattā Anigahantu, Sabbe Sattā Sukhiyatanam Pariharantu, Sabbe Sattā Avirahantu, Sabbe Sattā Abhyapacchahantu, Sabbe Sattā Anigahantu, Sabbe Sattā Sukhiyatanam Pariharantu. As I was chanting, it seems like the sparrows up in the roof of the meditation hall go wild. Anyway, let's go to the next page. That's the page 2. And, you know, as we are in Burma, we do the Burmese metta chant. So, a little lesson in Burmese. It's also four aspirations, very similar to the chant we just recited. We have tried to transliterate it so that you can get an idea of the Burmese pronunciation. First, I will just say it, that you can hear the words. Alon tatawatwe, jamma chapase, chanda chapase, gosiya kin chapase, Seisiya kincha pasi asasa ayaya asimpye cha pasi. Below, you have the English translation. And usually we continue then with the chant below, the sharing of merit, which is also Burmese. The pronunciation is Ahmiya, 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 Yuto Muchapa Golo, Sadhu, Sadhu, Sadhu. So now we will do the four aspirations in Burmese. We'll do it also a number of times that you can get familiar with it. Alon tatawadvi jamma chabasi chanda chabasi kosiya gin chabasi seisiya gin chabasi asasa ayaya asimpi chabasi alon tatawadvi jamma chabasi chanda chabasi kosiya gin chabasi seisiya gin chabasi asasa ayaya asimpi chabasi alon tatawadvi jamma chabasi chanda chabasi kosiya gin chabasi seisiya gin chabasi asasa ayaya asimpi chabasi alon tatawadvi jamma chabasi chanda chabasi kosiya gin chabasi seisiya gin chabasi asasa ayaya asimpi chabasi. Now the sharing of merit in Burmese. Ahmiya, 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 Yuta Mochapa Golo, Sadhu, Sadhu, Sadhu. Ahmiya, 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 Yuta Mochapa Golo, Sadhu, Sadhu, Sadhu. Ahmiya, 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 Yuda Mochabakola, Sadhu, Sadhu, Sadhu. And now let's go to page 4. That's the Karaniya Metta Sutta, the Buddha's words on loving kindness. In English. And here you have some indications of the melody. You will notice sometimes there is a line below the word. This means the melody goes a tone lower. And sometimes you will find a line above the word, then the melody goes a tone up. Otherwise, it's on a middle tone, up then or down. So then let's begin. This is what should be done by one who is skilled in goodness and who knows the path of peace. Let them be able and upright, straightforward and gentle in speech, humble and not conceited, contented and easily satisfied, unburdened with duties, and frugal in their ways, peaceful and calm, and wise and skillful, not proud or demanding in nature. Let them not do the slightest thing that the wise would later reprove, wishing in gladness and in safety, may all beings be at ease. Whatever living beings there may be, whether they are weak or strong, omitting none, the great and the mighty, medium, short or small, the seen and the unseen, those living near and far away, those born and to be born, may all beings be at ease. Let none deceive another or despise any being in any state. Let none through anger or ill will wish harm upon another. Even as a mother protects with her life her child, her only child, so with a boundless heart should one cherish all living beings, radiating kindness over the entire world, spreading upwards to the skies and downwards to the depths, outward and unbounded, freed from hatred and ill will. Whether standing or walking, seated or lying down, free from drowsiness, one should sustain this recollection. This is said to be the sublime abiding. By not holding to fixed views, the pure-hearted one, having clarity of vision, being free from sense desire, is not born again into this world. So then with this, we end today's online session. And as Ayavaranyani has said, now you can practice for the next almost 24 hours during day, during the night, cultivating this beautiful heart of friendliness and kindness towards yourself. May it be an inspiring and joyful practice. See you all again tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.